We're in the middle of discussing the second paragraph in the Amidah of the Shemoneh Esrei, paragraph entitled Gevuros. We discussed a little bit yesterday the significance, why this paragraph demonstrates God's might. But it's a very difficult ending. The whole paragraph apparently discusses this one idea of Mechaya Mason, the resurrection of the dead. And unfortunately, even though this is one of the Yud Gimel, the 13 principles as stipulated by Maimonides, by the Rambam, of our faith, a lot of people have difficulty with this. In fact, some people incorrectly change the gears to Mechaya HaKol, which of course is forbidden. But because of this difficulty of what exactly it is to be Mechaya Mason. And we obviously understand this greatness because we studied the paragraph itself. When it comes to Hashem providing Chesed, the Pasuk says, Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed, that He sustains the living with kindness. Okay, because after all, a person's already alive. They have this Chazakah, they're already alive. So it's a terrific thing that Hashem continues to allow us to be sustained to live. However, when it talks about this idea of being Mechaya Mason, we say it's Barachamim Rabim. It's not just that Hashem shows mercy, but it's Barachamim Rabim. It's an abundant amount of mercy, a tremendous amount of Rachamim that Hashem shows. So the Mefarshim deal with what exactly are we saying when we say Barachamim Rabim. So I'd like to at least share this evening two thoughts. First of all, it's brought down in the Gemara in the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, asks the question by Cleopatra. She asks this question. She says, and she turns to the great sage, Rab Meir, and she says, Yadana dechaye shichmi. I know that according to your tradition, a person who passes away in the future, they will come back to life. And she quotes, there's a verse which supports this. She asks, Kishain omdin arumim olbim avushein oindim. When they actually, this incredible, momentous occasion occurs, will they be clothed or will they be naked? So Rav Meir says, I'll tell you an a fortiori, a kal v'chomer. He says, we study the chita, the kernel of wheat. Now what happens? Ma chita shenikvara aruma. When we place this kernel into the ground, this naked kernel is exactly that, arum. However, yatsa mekamu levushin. When it comes out fully clothed, which means it has with it a stalk as well as husks. So therefore, he says, tzadikim, also when it comes to the righteous, shnigvarim b'mushehen, that when a person is buried, they're buried clothed, alachas kam l'vakam, all the more so by tchias mason, they'll be clothed. Which, the idea where our mayor is teaching us is really rachmim rabim. So when it comes to a person, you can imagine tchias mason. Now, a person who has the zechus, the merit of tchias mason, what's the difference whether or not you're clothed or not clothed? The fact is, the tchias mason is an incredible thing onto its own. So some explain that's the significance, that it's rachamim rab. Hashem shows tremendous compassion. Not only is it tchias mason, but the sensitivity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show, even at that moment, to those people to make sure that they are clothed. I'd like to also explain an approach brought down by the Avud Raham, which tells us an incredible statement about what this paragraph really is and what the greatness of this paragraph is all about. That we really have it wrong. The greatness is not necessarily Tchias Mason as we know. Says the Avud Raham, as we mentioned yesterday, was Rav David Rabbi Yosef, who was a contemporary of the Ran. Says Umaski Rebracha Zu Shloship Amim Tchias Mason. If you study the second paragraph, you'll find it mentions three times these words. Mechaye HaMeisim. Starts off at the very beginning of the paragraph, Atar Gibor Li'olam Hashem Mechaye HaMeisim. And then it continues in the middle of this paragraph. It says, Mechal Kel Chayim B'chesed Mechaye HaMeisim Barachamim Rabim. And then, toward the end of the paragraph, V'nem Atalach Yod Meitim. Why do we have to say this three times? You know, Hashem probably understands the point when we say it once. So the Avud Raham interestingly says that it's really not referring only to the Tchias Mason as we know it. He says, HaRishona, Rishona, he says, when it comes to the first, Mechai Mason Ata, Beshnia, Mechai Mason Barachmim Rabim, Vashlishis Baruch Ata Hashem Mechai Mitim. He says, V'tam, the reason for this is Ki B'shlosh in Yonim HaKadosh Baruch Mechai Mason. There's really three times a person experiences Tchias Mason. And some of this is something which you can relate to. Rishona, the first one is Kishadim Yashal Mitaso Vaharihu Chashav Kemes. The Gemara says that when a person lies down, they go to sleep, it's considered as though they're physically not around. They're not alive. They can't function. You can't. You're obviously a person that acts like they're a mess. And yet, as we say in Adon Olam, Biyadachav Kid Ruchi, we know that Hashem is with us. Lo Yira, we're not afraid, because we know that God willing, the next morning we'll have the opportunity to arise from our beds. And that's also the significance of the paragraph of Lokai Nesor, that we recite in the morning, this idea that Hashem has returned our neshama back to our bodies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ala Anyanu Matzir Bo Neshmaso. Vashniya, the second idea of Tchias HaMesim, is Be'inyin Yeridus HaGesham. Because in this paragraph it talks about the rainfall. It says, as it says in the Gemara in the beginning of Masechet Tanis, Omer Rebbe Avo, Godol Yom HaGeshamim, Yosim et Tchias HaMesim, says that greater is rain even more than Tchias HaMesim. De'il Tchias HaMesim with tzadikim v'lo rishayim. When it comes to the Tchias HaMesim, it's only if you're a righteous individual. However, when it comes to geshamim with tzadikim or rishayim, it happens to the righteous and the wicked alike. And then finally, the third mention of Tchias HaMesim in this paragraph is referring to the Tchias HaMesim as we know it. The Indian Tchias HaMesim will also level in the future. Shenu Chosmin, as we seal off this paragraph of Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Mesim, shows Ikr Sechiras Tchias HaMesim. This is the main elements of Tchias HaMesim. But really, as the Abu Raham says, there's three times, there's three elements of Tchias HaMesim. That one is the difficult concept of the future. One is something which a person experiences every time they wake up in the morning. And the other is the rainfall. That when the rain falls down on the ground, and it causes, at the time, there's nothing, there's no growth, it's able to cause things to sprout forward. That's also an element of Tchias HaMesim. What I believe is an incredible concept of Abu Raham, which is really the Gemara and Tainus. It says, when you look at both of these elements, rain and Tchias HaMesim, what is greater? The Gemara told us. The Gemara said that Tchias HaMesim, is as great as it is, comes second to that of the rainfall. That Godol Yom HaGeshamim, that the rain is even greater. And the reason is that Hashem will give this rain not only for the Rasha, not only for the Tzaddik, but even for the Rasha, even for the wicked individual. And perhaps that's the significance of this paragraph. As the Avud Raham says, that's referring to the statement of Mechayim Esim Barachamim Rabin, is the rainfall. That the tremendous compassion that Hashem shows is that not only will Hashem give us things because we deserve it, but even with Nimbushosadin, even more than that which we really deserve, that is the way that Hashem provides for us, with tremendous chesed, with tremendous rachman, with tremendous kindness. And therefore, we can learn out from this the tremendous compassion that Kodesh Baruch Hu shows to us, and in turn, we should also learn from His ways to be able to show extra compassion to our fellow man.